If you filled up your tank recently, you certainly know about this next story. Gasoline prices have soared. The national average is well over $2 a gallon. And in California, prices are even higher, more than $3 a gallon in the Bay Area around San Francisco. NPR's John McChesney went to find out how California drivers are coping with this increase.
A Chevron station on Van Ness Avenue, the main drag slicing through the heart of San Francisco. The big three prices on the sign out front, leaving off those tenths of cents, $3, $3.10, and $3.20. A little higher than the region's average, which is the highest in the state. David Smith is filling up his 1992 Saab with the middle grade of gasoline.
This will be the most expensive gas I've ever paid for. Absolutely ridiculous.
You ever think you'd pay this much for gas?
I thought eventually that we'd reach that, but I would think in 10 years maybe. I never thought it'd be this soon, for sure.
Smith says he was thinking about buying a BMW SUV, but he's abandoned that plan now. He lives in San Francisco, so he doesn't have a lengthy commute, but he says these prices will get him out of his car, and he hopes others do the same.
I hope that it pushes people into walking and biking more than public transit. I mean, public transit is great and it should be used, especially since the buses, they use electricity.
Joe Cavanaugh is filling up his Honda sedan with regular. The bill comes to $43.
Have you ever paid that much for gas?
No, never.
Do you commute into the city from somewhere else?
Yes, I work down in the peninsula. And I probably fill up my tank about 2.5 times a week.
So, have you thought about public transportation given these prices?
I would, but I can't.
Cavanaugh is probably representative of many Bay Area commuters. This is a huge, spread-out area divided by water and bridges, so public transportation connections are limited. Some of the region is connected by BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit, a pioneering light rail system. But BART still has not seen a dramatic increase in ridership since gas prices shot up. Lyndon Johnson is BART's spokesman.
Actually, last 3 months, we were only 0.8% higher in ridership over the last 3 months than we were the same 3 months of the year before.
BART is making a big pitch to commuters, suggesting they can save $5,000 to $10,000 a year if they leave their cars at home. Johnson says there is increased curiosity.
Well, our phone center and our website have definitely gotten busier since the gas prices began to skyrocket.
Buddy says he's not sure gas prices are high enough yet to push people out of their cars.
Well, I've heard surveys from the automotive industry saying that it would take $3.50 for people to drastically curb their driving habits.
In Los Angeles, though, high gas prices have already had a rather dramatic impact on public transportation.
Los Angeles has the worst traffic in the United States.
Mark Littman is the spokesman for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which runs the light rail and subway system there. Littman says even though the Los Angeles rail system is not very old, the logic for taking it is becoming increasingly obvious.
The rail ridership, the subway in particular, went up nearly 12% in the first 3 months of this year compared to last year. You can get from the San Fernando Valley to downtown Los Angeles in about a half hour. It's almost as fast, if not faster, than you can if you're taking your car, truck, or SUV.
Most transportation experts agree, though, that California gas prices will have to remain high for some time to keep those new commuters out of their cars. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.